Thank you, Seth and Donna. Let me first give you a nice little soul clap. And thank you for inviting me to speak, and as well as the other speakers, and allow us to have a platform to be raw and unedited and share knowledge gain, because you know you have to start somewhere. So truly appreciate this introductory day for the Power Platform. Let me formally introduce myself. I am Leandra Jordan, and I'm a Microsoft certified trainer. And recently I've officially joined Microsoft, more specifically the Microsoft Garage team here in Atlanta. Once this session is over, you can chat with me over the chat area. And after our big day here, you can find me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Leandra Jordan, as well as LinkedIn as Leandra Jordan as well. Now, during my years of servicing my clients, I've learned that in this digital age, data is everywhere. And that's why I want to talk to you today about your new superpower, which is also my new superpower. And it's the Microsoft Teams application combined with the Power Platform. You see, companies are gathering data for much of what we do. However, the raw data, well, is useless, right? We need to process that data. We need to have it structured. We need to get the information from it to gain tangible value. And so some of us are looking to automate processes and increase proficiency. And this is where the Power Platform comes into play. You see, the Microsoft Power Platform combines Power BI, Power Apps, Power Automate, and Power Virtual Agents into a single robust business application platform. You know, it enables your business to craft solutions while empowering you to unite customized technology to help everyone. Organizations can use the Power Platform to build data visualization, streamline and automate processes, which is much of what we've learned so far. And it's across connected data sources and services, all the while unlocking the potential of Office 365 and Dynamics 365. The beauty of it all is that the Power Platform allows you to empower every developer to do more. Yeah, I want to acknowledge it. There are different types of developers. You have your citizen developers like myself. And so a citizen developer is a non-professional developer who builds applications for use by other people. We have our IT developers as well as our professional developers. And it works well for all of us because as a citizen developer, I can give a pro developer a platform, you know, a starting place to build something great. You know, I don't have to draw it on a sheet of paper. I can actually create a usable app using no code or low code, and all are welcome. So in this session, I'm going to focus on Power Apps. We're going to look at how we can create solutions using Power Apps. And although it is a no-code, low-code approach to building apps, I'm going to stay in my lane for a moment, and I'll come to you as a citizen developer with no coding experience. Now, you may have picked up on this. It's a recurring theme, right? And it's not the Power Platform that's the recurring theme throughout this conference. The recurring theme is Donna is on a voluntelling tour, and I, like many of the other speakers, well, we have backstage passes, okay? Because not too long ago, Donna, well, she challenged me. She explained to me that I could build an app quickly using the skills that I already have. And she challenged me to create my first Power App in just a small amount of time. You know, I had 3 days to fashion my first app. So my first thought was, okay, this is Donna. She's saying this. I trust her. She says no coding, but I don't know about that. But I played it cool, and I took the challenge. And so along the way, I soon discovered that I would be able to create a usable app in a little as 3 days with no coding experience. And so what I did, and as I'd like to share with you my journey as we lead into the combination of Teams and Power Apps. You see, I watched videos, I read articles, but then I came across this basic tutorial, right? And the tutorial guides you through the process of creating an app from an Excel workbook that's stored in Microsoft OneDrive for Business. Now, let me say this, because I did see this question in the chat earlier today. It's not the only connection. You can most certainly store your data in other places, but again, Donna challenged me to use the tools that which I am familiar with. And so I know OneDrive. So I use an Excel workbook. And as you see here in this example is actually from the tutorial. It's an Excel workbook that lists a company's inventory of flooring samples with pictures and prices. And the app lets you browse items in the list and allows you to view the items in detail and create and edit those items. And so this is an example of the working application here. You see the flooring, you make a selection, and then it takes you to another screen which gives you details for that particular flooring app. And the solution this app is trying to solve is that when you're working in the field and you're working with clients and you want to get them an immediate answer and give them an estimate for their flooring needs, well, you have an app that's available. So I took that concept and I built my version of a Power App solution. And so I created the National Flower Research App, and just pretty much an informational app to assist event planners with researching apps for International Day. They decided to do an exhibit which includes national flowers. Now, much like the tutorial, you know, because I reverse engineered that thing, I decided to create three screens. I have a browser screen where I can browse my gallery of flowers. I also have a detail screen, which gives you more detail about each of those flowers, as well as an edit screen. And in the edit screen, I'm able to add images and update, make changes as I see fit. And I was happy to find out that when I make changes in the application, it was synchronized in that Excel workbook that I had placed in my OneDrive. Now, I did a little bit of coding. I felt emboldened, courtesy of Donna. Thank you, Donna. I felt a little emboldened, and I did a bit of coding, and I redesigned my original application, which is what you see here. So I made changes to the gallery. At first, it had this list view, but then I decided to make it a cluster. Thought it was a little bit more appealing, but I still have my detail screen, which gives you details for each one of those flowers. Now, with that said, one of the aspects that I like about Microsoft technologies, based on my experience, is that there's usually more than one way to accomplish a task. There are options for you to customize your solutions, including your designs, and, well, the applications, especially in M365, well, they play nicely together. They work well together. And so this allows you to, you know, pretty much target a powerful built-in low-code solution in Microsoft Teams. And that's what we're going to take a look at today. So here we have Microsoft Teams. Some of you, if you're not familiar with Teams, Teams is just like a hub for individuals to collaborate on a common goal. It works well for those of us, especially since we're working remotely at this time. Over there on the left-hand side of the Teams application, you'll see a set of icons. And because I want to build a Power App solution, I'm going to first go over here. See if I can get it going for me. And I am going to add the Power App solution to Teams. I appreciate your patience. I'm going to be sitting in that tent with Joe Camp. That's okay, Joe. We'll be eating a can of beans together. It's okay. It happens to the best of us. So this is what I'll do. I'll switch screens because where there's a will, there is a way. And I am determined. Just one moment. What I'll do is I will bring up Power Apps in the browser. Let's see. I'm just click happy over here. Bear with me. There we are. So I have my Microsoft Teams screen up here, and I've already installed the Power Apps for you. But just a note to recap right quick. The three dots over there on the handrail on the left-hand side of Microsoft Teams, this is where you can search for Power Apps if you do not see it over there, and you make the selection, and it takes you through an easy process for you to just install it in the Microsoft Teams application environment. Now, I've built some of my application ahead of time because I'm sharing my network with other individuals as I am working remotely, and I just didn't trust them, although I unplugged everything in my home. So here, I'll show you. As a starting place in this area, we are able to actually build out a table. Okay. And hopefully you can see what I have on going on here. And this is a table that I've created. And I'm going to use the visual editor here in the build tab to show you, make sure it looks like a familiar table layout to you. And I have four columns here. I created a column for the country. And so these are the identifying countries that are going to that are represented with their national flowers. I also have a growing column, and this is actually the growing season. And I'm going to hit the drop down here so you can see what's going on. So I'm able to edit a column, add a column. And then I have a third column here, which gives a bit of interesting information for each one of those flowers. And I can't complete the table without identifying the national flowers. So I have four defined columns over here. And if you're wondering how to add a column, well, I'll show you. Up here in the upper portion of your window, you'll see the plus sign. It says add a column. And not only am I able to add a column, I'm also able to add a row. And for those of you that like to stick with one area, it's okay. There's a plus sign over here in the column area. And you can just simply hit and add a column. But before I move on, there are a couple things I would like to point out to you. There are different data types. So for the country, this is text. And so I kept the default. But for the growing season, well, there are quite a few growing seasons available. And I decided to create this column using a dropdown. And again, I'm click happy over here. And so you see my dropdown, I added choices. So there's annual, perennial, biennial, and there are others. But for the sake of time, I just thought I'd stick with the common three. So I can make a selection here and add a growing season. I have that interesting information as well as the name of the national flower. And I like this one. I do not have to keep worrying about a save button. There's no save button. Nope. As I type, it's automatically saved and I receive confirmation. You'll see it over here. It says saved. So I'm going to go ahead and close out the table. Right. And I'm going to step over here and select build. Yes, the table is found in our build tab. However, I can go back again. And as I build out multiple tables, because it's possible to have multiple connections in one application. Realistically, you know, allowing us to work the way we work, you may not keep all of your data or your information in one Excel spreadsheet. So it's good to know that we actually have options. So we have our flowers table, and then I'm going to step over here to open the actual National Flower Research app. And this is a starting place, right? And it says getting things ready. Going. We're just going to keep swimming like Dory. Dora, just keep swimming. Okay, that didn't take too long. Now, when I first created this based on my table, this was all blank. The only thing we saw were fills. We would have seen, if I was able to go through that, would be just the fills. And then I went in and I added a bit of color. So I'll take the time to at least show you how I started my design when it comes to formatting. So this is the app layout. Unlike the mobile app that I just showed you, which showed the browser screen and the edit and details, here in Microsoft Teams, we see the browser area on the left-hand side of the pane, and the right-hand side is actually the form, or I consider it to be a form because this is where users are able to edit and update information. I'm going to make some changes. I'm going to slide over here on the left-hand side in Teams, and you'll see it still in the Power Apps build area. You see the little icon that represents our data, so it lets me know that I'm working with data at this point, but I need to make a change. I need to navigate to what we call the tree view. And in this view, I can easily navigate to make changes to my app. So the default, you see it here, is the screen one, but I'm going to make a change to the left pane. So make a selection, easy peasy. And over here on the right-hand side, you'll see options available or properties available, as well as advanced options for me to make changes to the left pane in my app. So what I did was, over here, the first thing I did was change the color, give me a little inspiration. I'm a visual person. So I changed the color, and I'll just show you how that works. I'll make a couple changes here, change it to another color. And I did the same thing for the right-hand side. So back over here in my tree view, selecting right pane. Let me go over here to color, click the paint bucket. And you see all of these elements, at least for me, they're familiar. I've seen them in the Microsoft Office suite in Word and Excel and PowerPoint. So I feel comfortable. So I'm going to make a change and I'll make it a lighter shade of that color. Step away. And although I'm working in the canvas and I can see things clearly here, it is an option for me to preview the app so I can see. It's kind of like a what you see is what you get approach with Power Apps, which I truly appreciate, meaning whatever you see right here is what it should look like within the completed app. But I want to preview it. So I'll go up here in the upper right-hand corner. There's a preview. And this is what the application will look like when I share it with my team in Microsoft Teams. And this gives you a closer look at what's going on. You know, the fills, the columns that I created. Well, these are the associated fills over here. I didn't do any of this, by the way. Power Apps did this for me. I just set up the table. And once I created my table, it began to build my app and give me a canvas, a starting point to work from. So here's the view where you will see as an end user. And there's a little traditional or universal icon over here with the pencil, because once I select that pencil pen, depends on your perspective, I can actually make changes here. There's my drop down, although it's a perennial for demo purposes. Don't get me, I'm not a horticulturist. Promise you, I know nothing. But for demo purposes, I'll show you that drop down and make a change. The country is India. India's national flower is a lotus. I can make updates. I'm going to accept it by selecting the check mark, and it updates accordingly. Now, let's take a look at the left-hand side of this app. Over here where the browse gallery is located, this, I don't recognize this. I don't know what this is under the name of the country. Okay, I know what it is, but at first glance, before I started playing with it, I was like, what is this? I didn't do this, but it's okay. We can make a change to the layout as well as the fills to identify what we would like to identify in our app. So I'm going to close that out, go over here and select the left pane. As a matter of fact, I'll expand it because I'm looking more specifically for the browse gallery. That's the section with the listed information, okay? And over here on the right-hand side, where we make changes in the properties, I'm going to make a change to the fills itself. So I'll select edit, and you'll see it. It shows the name of the country, the flower, and a sample image. I'm going to leave a sample image, and I'll talk about that in a moment. But what I want to change is that subtitle with that text in there that I don't know what's going on. So I'll hit the drop down here and make a change, because what I would like for it to display is the name of the national flower, which is the column that I inserted earlier. Make that change and I'll close it, show you what's going on. Let's hit preview. Ah, it's so much better. I recognize it. Japan's national flower is the chrysanthemum, also known as the mom. So that looks so much better. And as I mentioned to you, even with the apps and the Power App Studio, here in Microsoft Teams, as you build your Power App, you can create new records here. And so I'll just type in a little bit. Now I'm not making sense. Let's go ahead and put this in here. Type in Spain. And then their national flower is the red carnation. And I don't know the growing season, so I'll keep it moving. Oh, you know, check mark, and there you see Spain has been added here. But let me go ahead and show you the magic, honey. Let me close out. Take a step back to build, because I want to look at that table. Going back into the table that I created, the four columns, have to keep referring to that. Make sure we're on the same page here, and let's use the visual editor so I can see it the way I would like to see it. And oh, what do we have? There's Spain with that stuff, as well as identifying the national flower. So when you make updates and edits in the app, just as I showed you earlier in the session, it's reflected in the table automatically. So I'm going to go back here. I'm going to hit build again. And we have all of the information here. I'm going to hit national flower. It takes me back into my app. Getting things ready. It says that I'm editing. I appreciate the comment just to let me know that it may be open in another location. I'll hit it. It's getting things ready. We're good to go. Now, one other point before I step away, because the premise behind this session was just to show you how seamless it can be for you and also to give you a starting place, right? So there are so many things that you can do with this, but I want to point this one out because it really took me a minute. I was like, "What? I really want to put a picture in here. I really do." So I'll give you a nice little tip, okay? When you create the initial table, there's a set of data types that are available to you, you know, text, date, currency, so on and so on. But you're not limited to what you see in the default view. And I'll show you. So I'm going to go back to build. Open that table up again, and this is just a matter of clicking. No pain, I don't have to go digging and hunting for my information, just toggling here. I'm gonna hit that visual editor again. And I'll use the national flower for an example. So here's the drop down. As a matter of fact, let's create a new column. Let's go bold and daring. And then come up with a simple name for the column, right? But here's the data type. Hitting that drop down, you'll see all of that information here. This is what I was referring to, text, email, so on and so on and so on. I just want to let you know, once you play along with this, and I'm going to discard the changes, you'll see that you have more data types available to you. An image is one of those data types. So image is an actual data type. It's going to back out. Watching the time here because I can go on and on. I get excited when I learn something new and I'm more excited to share it with someone else. So that's the completion of the app for now, but there I want to make sure that I show you this home tab. We've been building in the build tab. I'm going to take a step back to the home tab and let you know that you're not just out there. These sessions will be available to you in a later time, but if you would like to get going and build your first Power App in Teams, from this home tab, you'll see there are some solutions that have already been created. You do not have to reinvent the wheel. And these are some samples. We have employee IDs, inspection, issues reporting, and there are some tutorials down here for you to learn. As a matter of fact, these learn tutorials are the same ones, and I'll take a step back to my original presentation, are the ones that you can find here at Microsoft Learn. So just as the other presenters have mentioned to you, if you want to know where to get started, I think the Microsoft Learn website is the best platform to get going. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time. That's all I have for now. Again, I'll see you in the chat room, and we can always take this to another level. Thanks again.